Live, it's your show. You take control of the airwaves on this, the live Saturday edition, as we kick off hour number one. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features you'll find there are completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. To start things out, there's a new research that's been done that I find pretty interesting. And it's going to be, I think, probably a little bit controversial. According to LiveScience.com, children in homes full of books and educational games are less likely to get spanked, according to new research. Recent studies have found that corporal punishment can cause significant antisocial behavior, such as lying, cheating, and hitting, in children as they grow older. And the reason that the hitting is caused is because spanking kids teaches kids that violence solves problems. So it's inevitable that they'll continue the cycle of abuse.
I'm not entirely sure I agree with that.
I didn't expect you to. So Andrew Grogan Taylor of the University of Michigan and his colleague Melody Diotis of University of Kentucky wanted to find out what factors, independent of others, predict whether or not a parent is likely to spare the rod. Their analysis of answers from 800 respondents on questions about their use of corporal punishment as well as many other family issues arrived at the intellectual stimulation factor. Grogan Taylor told Life Science, quote, "This is a little bit surprising for parenting researchers that cognitive or intellectual stuff would cross over into behavioral stuff. Real people might know this altogether, but researchers have tended to separate the two areas. A home environment that's intellectually stimulating gives children an opportunity to work through and practice their emotions, think through the consequences of their actions, and imagine possibilities for alternative actions in the future," he said. Quote, "Allowing children to stretch their brains in that kind of way is allowing children to behave less antisocially down the road," he said. Now, it seems to me, and there's more interesting factoids coming up here, but it seems to me that they're sort of beating around the bush on this, and they're not coming right out and saying, essentially, the parents that the dumber parents, the ones that are just sort of sitting around drinking beer at night, they don't really read books. They watch television. They're essentially saying those are the ones that are more likely to spank their kids. The less creative parents.
You know, I think that spanking kids is probably done by the vast majority of parents. That's just the way I imagine
that
things
seems
to be.
I think that those are the statistics in America, that the vast majority spank.
And we've talked about this issue on the air many times, and we've had callers who called in who have been from all income brackets that have said that they've spanked their kids, and
right.
I think this is a hit piece. This is a hit piece on spanking, and it sounds to me like they're taking their numbers and they're twisting them as much as they can.
The researchers also found that
because most people have been spanked, and most people are not in prison for violent crimes.
No, I don't think that was the suggestion here. I didn't make that suggestion, and the article didn't make that suggestion. Where did that come from?
Because you said that people learn from spanking that violence solves problems.
Yeah, they do learn that, and then they spank their kids. And then their kids spank their kids. And it's not necessary. It's the most uncreative parenting discipline method.
I think that when you're talking about children that are five and under, they don't have the linguistic skills to be able to. You can't talk to them about what it is that they've done. You can't reason it out with them.
Uh-huh.
You can't lecture them or those kind of things. Time out probably is pretty difficult with younger children. I think that spanking is something that should exist in a parent's quiver of resources.
Yeah, and I personally find spanking abhorrent. I think it's abuse of children, and the fact that you claim that kids under five can't be handled by parents is rebutted by all of the sets of parents that don't spank their children. So it's clearly possible to raise children without involving spanking.
Well, when you say raise, I mean, what does will they grow to adulthood? They most certainly will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, it can be done. I just think that it's quite possible you could end up with an unruly kid for a period of time. In their adulthood, they'll probably work that out for themselves and learn some lessons. But, you know, in their younger years, the fact is the world does solve problems by violence. If you're, you know, for one thing, if you're violent right now, if an adult is violent, violence will be used to solve that problem, and I think that showing kids what a realistic path of what life is going to be like is fair.
You think it's important to encourage them to use violence to solve problems?
No. I'm telling you that society uses violence to solve problems.
So we should just continue using violence in our own personal lives.
It's my job as a parent to teach the child about the world. The world will, if I go out and beat somebody up, then a cop's going to come along and he's going to take me to jail. And if I want to be, violent with the cop, he's going to beat me up.
Right.
So I'm going to be confined. I'm going to be beaten, and legitimately
so. That's an excuse to beat your kids, is what you're saying.
I'm not suggesting you beat your kids. I'm suggesting that you apply a spanking when the time is necessary. I think that you should use other methods. I don't think that spanking should be the first thing that you go to every single time. And I think that it should be used on younger children. I don't think it's a good idea to take your 16-year-old son out in the backyard and beat the crap out of him with your fist.
I don't think the age matters. I think it's twisted at any age. But I would like to know from you if you are a spanker, or if you are someone who has raised children without using spanking, and how you feel about it. Why did you choose to not spank your kids? Was it more challenging for you, as Mark is suggesting? Mark, who, by the way, has never had children.
Ian, who has never had children either.
That's right, but I was raised by parents who didn't spank me.
And I was raised by parents who did.
And you turned out whacked out, in my opinion.
What?
So
at least I leave my house.
1-800-25. You know what? You keep attacking me with that, and it's just not true. I was standing out on the street corner today for an hour. So I've heard about enough of that.
Hey, look, I was outside my house for over 10 hours today.
Good for you. What were you doing?
I was going around, taking care of my
driving from
tires.
Store to store, yeah.
Well, from one heated place
okay.
to the next.
Yeah, thanks. I was standing out in the cold for an hour straight.
I understand you're standing out in the cold. That doesn't... I'm talking about getting out and meeting people and talking to them.
Don't give me any crap, Mark, because I was out there, and you know I get out there.
I saw you. I know that you get out a couple few times a week.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. What I want to know from you is your spanking history. As a child, were you spanked? How did you feel about it? Do you feel like it had an effect on your adult life? Also, as a parent, do you spank? If so, why? And if not, why not? 1-800-259-9231. Other interesting statistics from the study. The researchers also found that Protestants were more likely to spank than parents with other religious affiliations.
Hmm.
The neighborhood, geographic region, or economic status of a family made no difference in the use of spanking, but children's odds of getting whacked decreases as they grow older by 3% per year.
Imagine.
And parents of black children were more likely to use corporal punishment than parents of white children.
This is interesting. Parents of black children. That doesn't say black parents. It says parents of black children.
I guess that is what it says.
I mean, so if I adopted a black kid, would I be more likely to beat it?
I don't know. To reduce the use of physical punishment, it may be beneficial to focus on interventions that teach parents to increase the amount of intellectual stimulation in the home, says Grogan Taylor, Kaler, who has also done research showing that children with fewer behavioral problems come from homes with increased intellectual stimulation. So if there's more things for your kids to get interactive with around mm-hmm. your home, maybe they'll act out less, and maybe there'll be less need for spanking.
Man, I had so many books in my household when I was growing up, and that was, of course, the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I got spanked. I've revealed that. So, gosh, I mean, we had just libraries of books and books, and even kids' books and...
Your mom
book?
is a dog lady. She
mm-hmm.
shows dogs at shows.
And a Protestant.
Does she hit the dogs when they're bad?
Rarely do you, does she, no, rarely.
Okay, so she treats dogs better than you. Just wanted to check that. Social workers and child and family advocates trying to reduce the use of corporal punishment should pay attention to the role of cultural factors in parents' beliefs about spanking. They said parents often spank because they think it's an effective approach to discipline. Child and family advocates should suggest to parents more effective alternatives to spanking, they write, while acknowledging mothers and fathers' desire to be good parents. It's easy enough to justify disciplining a kid, but physically or otherwise, in spanking study found what you might expect, that kids who act out or externalize their problematic behavior are more likely to be spanked, while children who tend to withdraw inwards and become anxious or depressed are less likely to be spanked. The researchers were surprised to find that factors other than bad behavior have an effect on whether or not kids are spanked. 1-800-259-9231. Once again, are you a parent, and if so, do you spank your kids? Why? Or did you choose to not spank your children? And did that make raising them more challenging for you?
Yeah, what was that like?
Did it encourage your kids to act out more? I personally don't believe that's the case. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of great features, and they're all completely free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. It is it's like the listener editable version of our website. Hundreds of pages have been created by listeners like you, and you can go there and interact with it as well at wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you enjoy building things? Woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. WoodcraftPlans.com supports Free Talk Live, so please support WoodcraftPlans.com. That's WoodcraftPlans.com. Talking spanking, the statistics are out, and the study shows from the University of Michigan and University of Kentucky, 800 respondents were questioned about their use of corporal punishment, and it turns out that children in homes full of books and educational games are less likely to get spanked. Now, the research is suggesting that that's because the kids get interactive with the books and games, and they work out their emotions through these different interactive environments. But I think that the reading between the lines of this article is just simply to say that, and they claim that there's no difference in
income or income geographic area, right. All those kind of things. And that amazes me. I would assume that higher income brackets are probably less likely to use spanking.
You know, I don't know why you would assume that.
Just because
you've got more money doesn't mean you're a creative parent.
Yeah, it's just a thought.
And it's my suggestion, as always, that spanking is something that is employed by the least creative of parents, parents that can't figure out more constructive, creative ways to handle their children's misdeeds and misbehavior. And I'd like to hear from parents tonight to either back me up or back you up, Mark, and support
right. Spanking. It's my opinion. Well, in support of spanking? Yeah, I guess I'm in support of spanking. I think
yeah.
that parents should be able to... You know, that they need to be able
give
to
a good pop on the butt,
discipline their children in whatever manner it is that they're they just deem fit at the time. I mean, hopefully they're thinking about it. Hopefully they're not going to spanking the first thing. You know, the child acts out and whop whop whop, you start pounding it. But you know,
do you think that's too far? You think that crosses a line?
I think that it
it as a first approach.
Yeah, I do. I think
okay.
it's unwise.
Are you a parent who spanks? Are you a parent who has chosen to not spank your kids? And has your choice to not spank your kids negatively affected your ability to effectively discipline them? I personally believe that I was raised by parents that didn't spank, and they had a fine time with me, and I wasn't exactly the best of kids, I don't think.
Different children are different. You know, and I think that a parent needs to think about that too when you have a sensitive, introspective child.
Since I'm not a parent, I can't come up with alternatives to spanking. I've never really thought about it too hard. But if you are somebody who is a non-spanking parent, what are some of the most creative alternatives, most effective alternatives that you've discovered that really help get your kids back in line? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Let's go to the phones and talk to Lee in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi there.
Hi, Lee. Hey, Lee.
I actually am with Mark on this one. I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old son, and I was raised in a non-spanking family. My husband, on the other hand, was raised with a very healthy fear of his father,
mm-hmm.
and as a result, we grew up, we were high school sweethearts, so we kind of did all our bad stuff together. And to be honest with you, me coming from a non-spanking family, I would say that I had... a little healthy fear I learned from my husband is a good thing, because he was usually the voice of reason when I would try and drag him into trouble.
Mm.
As a result, the children that we have, I think you're absolutely right, the 5 and under rule, because I thought it was humorous that you see it as lack of creativity in parenting, because I don't know if you've tried to reason with a 3-year-old when he tries to touch a hot stove.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to explain that. Or even more, a 2-year-old gets into everything, but their verbal skills are very limited. So sometimes the best way to teach a lesson not to do something, i.e. a hot stove, touching a hot stove, or something of that nature, is to give them a pop on the butt. And I think another thing that I noticed was you were kind of trading off the word spanking and beating, and they
yeah.
are not the
he
same
loves that.
Thing. I believe God gave us a nice cushy booty to sit on and be spanked when we're small.
Mm.
As far as the demographics of my family in particular, our income this year is about $150,000. I'm a Purdue graduate. My husband is a Purdue graduate and also has a master's degree from University of Tennessee. There are books in our house. And I will be honest with you that you're absolutely right. As a child gets older, there are most definitely more creative ways and more effective ways to discipline, because my child that is 6 is getting ready to be 7, and we very rarely, I can't even remember the last time we spanked him, because I can take the TV away from him, or I can explain to him, Jack, if you do this, you're going to lose this. And usually that's all it takes, but I'll tell you what, try dealing with a 3-year-old in any other way but a spanking. And
how do parents, okay, if that, I see where you're coming from, but how do parents who don't spank deal with people, with little kids under 5? How do they do it?
Truthfully, I think you end up, and this comes from my mother as a high school, or as an elementary school counselor, and deals with families with children with behavioral issues. And I think you're absolutely right that at the end of the day, I think if you've got good parents who try and raise you well, whether they spank or not, you end up okay usually. But in the early ages, you do end up with kids that don't have respect for authority, I guess is the best, that maybe have the attention problems.
And don't have fear of punishment. It sounded like when you were in your teens there that, from what you said.
I had no fear. And I was a cheerleader. I was the homecoming queen and prom queen. I was not someone who you would say got into big trouble, but I made some.
Oh, I think that the cheerleaders are always getting in big trouble.
Yeah,
I never trusted them.
That's just true. But
they don't get in trouble.
Horrible choices, but I can safely say that I was dragging my sweet good boyfriend down the wrong road very many times, because he was scared to death his dad would wring his neck if he wasn't spanked as an older child either, but it instilled a fear in him that it wasn't necessarily a fear of a quote unquote beating or anything like that, but he had a healthy fear of his parents. And I think that a lot of times nowadays, and I hate to use the word liberal and conservative, I am a Republican and I'm very conservative, but I think a lot of times there's kind of a, and I'm not using this in the political way, but a more liberal view of this touchy-feely, let's talk to our kids and let's deal with their emotions. And, you know, sometimes I think that's appropriate, especially with an older kid or a teenager.
Yeah.
But when they're little, they can't have that kind of conversation, so sometimes they just need a good swat.
Lee, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There are certain people that will call in and defend spanking that sound very reasonable, and she's one of them.
And it seems to me that most people that call in
it seems to me to be an unreasonable thing to do, and I really would like to hear from a parent that did manage to raise their kid without spanking them at a young age. And is what Lee's saying true? Did they walk all over you? Did they take advantage of you? That's what I'd like to know. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Radio. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. Nobio's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use Nobio under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. Nobio is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Grab them up, because they're for free at freetalklive.com.
What's your liberty issue? Privacy? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include anti-Real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute. Also in attendance will be New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the national ID card. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to register.
1-800-259-9231. Talking corporal punishment, the statistics are out. And it shows that kids who live in homes with more books and educational games are less likely to get spanked. It also shows that Protestants are the most likely than any other parents with other religious affiliations to spank their kids. Interesting, other studies have shown that more than 90% of parents of toddlers say they've spanked their child at least once. And to be honest, my parents did spank me one time when I was a child. But then they swore it off after that, and they realized it was the wrong thing to do.
Didn't like the experience, at the very least.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess they didn't like the experience.
Right.
I'm sure I didn't.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point.
About 61% of mothers 3 to 5 year olds had spanked their child in the past week. Boys are more likely to be spanked than girls.
I'll bet that's true.
Spanking can continue into adolescent years. People in rural
areas. As a boy, I was dangerous. You know, I'd get on top of the couch and jump off into the cushions set on the floor. If there was something I could jump off of, I would jump off of it.
And I think the older a child gets, if spanking continues, the sicker it gets. I mean, I don't think that, I think there's definitely a scale of sickness here. I think it's all kind of sick. But I think the older the kid is, if you've got a 10-year-old or a 7- or 8-year-old and you're spanking them, Especially if you're asking them to go and get the Switch and all of that. I mean, you've got a sick obsession. Some people are obsessed with spanking, and I find it really disturbing. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from a parent or set of parents, parent who has raised children without employing spanking. Do you feel like it was more challenging for you? Do you feel like spanking is the easy way out? What are some alternative methods to disciplining a young person under the age of five as opposed to spanking them? People in rural areas.
If you're coming out against spanking, shouldn't you have some ideas for you know, what people should be doing? I mean, other than just don't hit your kids and you know, let them run amok.
That's not what I'm suggesting.
Bad handcuffs. Little boys, every handcuffs,
tasers,
tasers.
I'm not a parent, Mark. I'm not presuming to be a parent. That's why I'm asking for parents to call in. Okay?
But you are
presuming to tell
parents that they shouldn't hit their kids.
I think it's wrong to hit kids, and there are people I know who are raised by their parents that weren't beaten, so I want to know what the secret is. There must be a way to do it.
You know,
my girlfriend wasn't beaten by her parents. My old girlfriend was, and she had some serious behavioral problems as a result.
I don't think that you can draw any conclusion from that. Most people were spanked. Do you think most people have behavioral problems?
I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. Anyway, I'm the talk show host. It's my job to ask questions. If I knew all of the answers, I'd be a parental advisor.
Don't forget, take shots at parents that use spanking. Yeah, that's your job too.
People, you mean beat their kids? People in rural areas and the South are more likely to spank. So parents in the South, more likely. Mothers spank children more often than fathers do. Now that's an interesting statistic.
You would have thought that fathers would have been, it would have been more often
than
mothers?
That's what I would have thought.
It seems to me mothers are with their kids more, so.
Good point. And also, that also sort of ties into the fact that women are more domestically violent than men are. They don't get reported as often, but it's the truth. As far as the reason why women, when they're beating their husbands or boyfriends, don't get reported is because the boyfriends are embarrassed about it. They feel like they should be the man and, you know, deal with it and move on. Whereas they don't pick up the phone and call anybody about it. Economic status of family makes no difference in the odds of spanking. African American parents are more likely than white parents to use corporal punishment. So there's a more correct rephrasing of what was stated earlier. Conservative parents are more likely to use corporal punishment than parents with other religious affiliations. Excuse me, conservative Protestants. Parents who value.
I wonder if that includes evangelicals inside of conservative Protestants, because that sometimes you can
maybe
take that number out. They'll take that subgroup out, and sometimes they won't.
Parents who value positive reinforcement tend to view spanking as inappropriate. Let's go to the phones, to the fun amplifier line, to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good, sir.
What's up?
Okay, well, I was spanked a couple of times when I was a kid. But it was used very infrequently, and mostly when I did really, really bad things, like light a fire in behind the garage, mm-hmm. a big bonfire behind the garage.
So do you think that was more as punishment at that point? I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I was spanked as punishment for lighting a big bonfire behind the garage.
How old were you at the time? I mean, probably older than five if you're lighting bonfires.
I was about four.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, you were a little punk.
And then I lit an M80 behind the garage one time. At that time, I was about 10.
Same garage?
And,
that garage?
No, different house. Different house.
You were working on these garages.
I was knocked into it by friends. So, but I was spanked a couple of times. Didn't really, you know, I kind of feel I deserved it. Didn't really bother me all that much.
Right.
I did something. My parents, I think my father was more concerned with my safety than he was with,
I'm concerned with your safety. I'm going to put welts on your butt.
Well, he didn't do that hard.
That's good. What did he spank you with? Was it bare hand? Did he ask
you? Bare hand.
Okay. Because some parents go crazy. Some parents go and they have a spanking wand. They have a bat with holes in it.
I've heard that using another item is a good thing because it's just, the child separates. You know, the separates in their mind that they're getting,
well,
you know,
so.
The parents doing the spanking as opposed to the stick is doing the spanking to some extent.
Not when you're 10.
I think you guys are reading way too much into this. I mean, people are paying way, way, way too much attention. First of all, I don't think it's the child violence so much as control. It's teaching the child that the adult has control.
I just feel like you can teach your kids that in another way. I mean, if you're 10 years old, I think spanking a 10-year-old is a little bit sick. As an adult, you control dinner. You know, don't give the kid dinner or don't give him dessert.
you're advocating starving a child as opposed to...
No, just giving him a...
Spanking him?
Scaring him a little bit.
I advocate, now and then a spanking's fine. Please don't withhold dinner from your children.
Oh, you can withhold dessert from them, though. How about that?
That makes a little more sense. But it, still, I don't...
Take away the Nintendo Wii.
I think that's a much better...
Now I got five kids, and I've only ever spanked my oldest, and I only spanked her once.
Why?
And I stopped that. Why? I don't remember why. It was some bodily functions, and she did something really nasty.
Interesting.
But I felt really bad after that. It seemed like she was fine, but I felt really bad.
I would feel terrible. I totally understand. Now, you see, you've got five kids. You've only spanked one of the five once. How did you deal with your three-year-olds and two-year-olds when they were acting out, or did you just get lucky and they never acted out?
Exactly. They were all, my kids were always real good, and they were always real good about listening.
Did you have a household, or do you have a household, like the study is suggesting, where there are educational games, books, things for the kids to interact with that might keep them distracted from doing terrible things?
A lot of Nintendo.
Hey, there you go. Thanks for the call. Matt, we appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Trevor in Washington, listening on KBBOK USA. Hello, Trevor.
How are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, I don't think I've heard anybody called in with multiples. I have a six-year-old girl and a set of twins, boy-girl.
Okay.
And... you know, a lot of people can say, oh, well, I've never had to spank my child and so on and so forth. But have they had a strong-willed child? I have a strong-willed child. I have three children. The oldest is not as strong-willed as the girl twin. The boy twin isn't quite as strong as the girl twin either. But let me just say, she was kicking the little boy in the head when she was still in the womb, and she never stopped.
Wow.
Absolutely. And she was a very strong-willed child, and if she didn't get her way in the playpen, she would bite once she got her teeth.
I want to hear a little bit more. If you can hold on, Trevor, I want to bring you back. I want to ask you a little bit more about your situation. 800-259-9231. Do you spank, or have you managed to raise your kids without it? If so, how? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by maybe buying some stuff. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, and you'll find that we've got Free Talk Live stuff like hats, Free Talk Live t-shirts. We get the free marketeer flag. We've got free bumper stickers. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, and they're very sharp. Very yellow and black like our logo, and high contrast, high visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So head over to store.freetalklive.com to place your order, or be a cheapskate and get yourself a free bumper sticker. Either way, we'd be happy. Store.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones. Zach just... it wasn't Zach. It was Trevor that we were on the line with, and he's still there. Trevor... in Washington, listening on KUSA. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, funny you mentioned Zach. That's the name of my son.
What a coincidence.
Zach and Zoe are the twins. I was explaining that Zoe's a really strong-willed for a three-year-old, for any child. And I know a lot of people don't understand that because, you know, a lot of people are blessed with children. And, I'm blessed with this child because she's strong-willed. I know that she's not going to take any guff from anybody when she gets older, and she's not going to be ramrodded into doing what she doesn't want to do. But at the same time, when they're young like this, you know, I unfortunately had to go through an experience with my six-year-old when she was 2.5, where she was extremely ill and in intensive care and spent 3 weeks in a hospital. And, you know, at the end of the first week, they told us she was not going to make it. She's got to be 24 hours. So I know what it's like to go through and to understand that, oh, my gosh, I could lose this child. So obviously when I've got two little kids that are running around down on the street and cars are whizzing by, I'm not going to waste any time and spank their little butts when the consequence of their actions is going to be far more damaging to the spanking itself. So that's why I spank, to exhibit and to maintain some sort of control. Otherwise, they will run rampant. Strong-willed children respect authority, but they push the limits for us with authority, and you have to earn your respect from them by being authoritative. And
I see where you're coming from. Now, when you're dealing with your kids, what's the oldest child you have? I know you got the twins, and then there's another kid, right?
Six. Twins are three, and the six-year-old is a little girl.
Do you have a cutoff? Do you have a cutoff age where spanking becomes completely inappropriate, or do you feel like you might employ it from time to time as she continues to get older?
Well, at this point in the game, when the six-year-old doesn't get spanked very much at all, there's really no need because she minds most of the time. Now, she gets a little ornery, a little out of hand, but there's other punishments you can use by taking things away and not letting them watch their certain shows or, you know, do their certain games and have fun the way they want to do. You know, you restrict certain things. But
Trevor,
when they're young,
do you use your hand or do you use an implement?
Okay. I'll use an implement. I use my hand because if it hurts my hand, I know I spank too hard.
Excellent point. I think that's really probably the best point I've heard on that. Thank you for the call, Trevor. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. At least then you're feeling some of the consequences.
Well,
as opposed to getting out the switch with the holes in it.
I think that he made a good point. That way you have more control, too. You just have a better idea what's happening. I don't know if feeling the consequences is really an issue, but you know how hard you're hitting a little more than with
that's what I mean by feeling the consequences. You're taking a bit of a hit as well.
I don't know about the parent taking a hit. The parent wasn't running around in the street.
I understand, but you're taking a little bit of a physical hit when you hit the child as opposed to holding an implement. That was his point. Let's go to Jason in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXNT. Hey, Jason. Jason in Indy, going once. Jason in Indy, going twice. Let's try and back it a little bit. Let's go instead to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. I thought I'd share a couple of stories with spanking. First of all, there's a big difference between beating and spanking.
Not to Ian.
Well, there certainly is. And one time when my children were little, I was spanked growing up, and more so by mother than by father, but more severely by father, until I was about, somewhere between 13 and 16 when my dad gave me a really good smack, and I told him that, you know, I was about his size now and that it was unnecessary, and I was now at a point where I could defend myself.
He was going to get it back if he kept it up.
That needed to stop.
Wow.
Now, when my children were little, before they could have any reasoning, I did it for, like some people have mentioned, when they're putting themselves in harm's way, to try to indicate that there's some danger there.
Mm-hmm.
When they get a little bit older and a little more sometimes defiant, I caught myself one time actually striking one of my children in anger. And there's the thing that people need to be real careful about when spanking children. Never do it out of anger. If you're angry, calm yourself down and hold off on that punishment until you get yourself under control.
You're saying that if you're going to spank your kids, you should make sure that you're just simply doing it out of a logical decision in that, okay, well, these are the reasons why I'm doing it. I've thought about this. I've considered it, as opposed to just reeling back and letting fly.
Absolutely. So what I ended up doing... when I caught myself doing that once out of anger, I sat the three kids down and I told them, here's the way it's going to work from now on. When you're doing something that I don't approve of or is dangerous or for whatever reason, if you're violating your brother or your sister's rights, there's going to be a punishment. I'm going to tell you to stop. Okay? Now the next time, you're going to get a warning. The third time, you're getting a spank. That spank is going to be one spank. If I have to do it again, it will be two spanks. If it has to happen again, it is three spanks on up the line. I don't remember ever having to do it a fourth spank. Within the past couple of years, a conversation came up with one of my kids, and I was told that they don't even remember being spanked. So it was a very controlled thing, and people need to make sure that they keep control of themselves.
Now, your father spanked you on into later years. When did you put a stop to your spanking of your kids?
You know, I don't really recall. It was when they were certainly under 10.
Very good.
A rule, I think that probably after that, maybe once or twice. Now, I'll tell you something funny, and this will sound really unusual, I'll bet, to most folks. It's funny that Trevor mentioned the biting. I actually bit my children.
What?
More than once.
You bit your own children?
Yes. Just to show them.
Here's creative parenting techniques, Ian. You were asking for them.
Where did you bite your children?
On the arm, exactly like he did to his sister. And I said, if you're going to bite, you want to see what it feels like? And, you know, it was... I didn't take a chunk out of the kid or anything.
Well, isn't that what dogs do? You know, when they I'm not suggesting you're an animal or anything like that. I'm just saying that it's acceptable in the animal kingdom for a dog to, for instance, sort of nip on the neck of its children.
This was only in direct relationship to the child having bitten somebody else. And I said, you want to see what that feels like? It's not very comfortable. Let me show you.
Wow, an amazing story, John.
So
thanks for the call.
Nutty,
we appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. you can take control of the airwaves. You know, all hour we've been talking about the spanking topic. And nobody called in to answer my question about if there's anyone who hasn't spanked their children. All we got were calls from people that have employed spanking at one point or another.
Rare.
And some of them rarely, some of them a little more often, but maybe they just aren't out there, Mark. Maybe everybody spanks.
Now, you said that you...
Everyone that listens to radio.
You'd gotten spanked once. You don't remember it, but your parents told you that they had spanked you one time and that they had...
I sort of remember it.
Hmm.
I sort of remember what room it happened in. I have no idea what it was in relation to.
Now, I know I was spanked as a child, but, you know, John says that his kids don't remember. I know I was spanked as a child, and I remember two incidents, and I don't remember the actual spanking of them. I remember the fear that was involved. One time my mother said, you know, basically that I was going to get spanked later. She was going to spank me later. We were at the laundromat. We didn't have a washer and dryer in the house. And so then she told me, it's time for your spanking. And I remember just, you know, going
just
crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't like, no, I don't want my spanking. At that point,
sure.
I had been being good after that. Very good, because I, you know, saw a spanking coming. I thought I could forestall
it. Yeah.
And, you know, here I have been being good, and now it's time for the spanking. I was very upset. I don't know that it occurred. I don't know what happened. And another time is my dad was sleeping, and I think I got this from a cartoon. I went in next to my dad, and I blew a whistle really loud. And he got up, and he was going to beat me, and I managed to get into the bathroom jar the door shut. So he cooled off, and I don't know whether I actually got a spanking in that incident or not, but those two times, fear is what I remember.
I think that I don't think that people are bad because they spank their kids here and there. I think there's a certain line, though, that they cross where they become sickos. People that that spank way too often, especially those that spank with implements, I think those people are twisted. More on the way. Coming up, drugs, legalization, LSD. It's all on the way. Hour number two is coming up, 800-259-9231. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.